Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the time we threw hot dogs into Trump's mouth, how not everything is for Corey Cool, if minions love supervillains, did they vote for Trump, and the massive Cheez-Its taking over Taco Bell. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey Tyler, what's up girl? How you doing?
I'm feeling American.
Oh, bitch, this comes out on the 5th of July.
I'm feeling post-American.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
It makes me want to overthrow a failing
democracy.
And flopping democracy real bad.
Remember during our, what was it, full screen days? When we threw hot dogs through Donald Trump's mouth on the 4th of July?
When I say no, will you be upset?
No.
Did we really do that?
Yeah, baby.
It sounds familiar. I feel like people were throwing hot dogs into my mouth.
I'm sure you've done that in a separate context. No, baby, they were throwing hot dogs down your hallway. Hey, I don't think I've ever listened to like an old episode of Psychobabble. Like I've listened to that week's before, but never like an old one. I'm terrified to do so in general.
Jesus.
But when I think about those full screen episodes, I think that would be my least favorite to re-listen to. I don't know why. I'm just like, I don't know why that one. It just seems, I don't know. Any of the historians tell us, do those ones hold up when you re-listen to those ones?
Well, I always wondered because it had this visual element, which obviously was fun in a way. We had our own little set. I think it was really cute. And we had like producers who, if we told them ahead of time we wanted to do this type of skit or this type of bit, they would be able to like throw it together. However, I feel like it took away from anybody who would probably be listening just audio, and like I'm not everyone could do the full screen experience or whatever. So like if you never watched the full screen visual, I always wondered if like people would be like, what the hell's going on over there in that room?
I think that's why I was like nervous to listen to those back. I don't know why I was thinking about that. Oh, because we threw hot dogs in Donald Trump's mouth.
You know, a lot of time has passed and nothing has changed. Are you ready to throw hot dogs into Trump's mouth? Okay, so we're recording this before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
But it's coming out after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I hear word on the streets. The streets are talking.
Do the streets have a plan?
The asphalt's cracking, crickling, pop snap, crackling, puckling.
I saw someone on TikTok who was like, we're not wearing red, white, and blue on the 4th. And I thought...
Okay,
I thought, did it. You really got them.
Solidarity.
I was like, what are we actually doing? What's the plan?
I don't know.
What did you hear?
I heard, you're not going to love it, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it or love it.
Would I list it?
You would list it.
Is it likes or yikes?
It's a yikes. I heard that Trump is announcing his candidacy on the 4th, and I'm not manifesting this, but I'm just, that's what I've heard.
Can a criminal of the state run for president?
I think we have a long history that says yes.
So, like, are you watching any of the January 6th, like, hearing stuff?
I'm
like, it's all fine and well, but what's going to happen? Nothing. They're just, like, going through this to be like, this happened. You're not changing anyone's minds with things. The people who already knew what he was up to are now being like, yeah, we were right. And the people who are delusional and live in a cult and don't believe the truth about anything are like, rah, rah, rah.
Well, I do think it's important to, like, have things on record.
But what are they actually doing? Is he going to jail? Is, like, anyone being arrested?
I don't know.
Being, like, told they can't run for office?
I certainly hope, like, but I don't
know. How are we holding anybody accountable?
I'm not the one to ask, my sweet angel, but I will say...
Who do I call?
Your local Joe Biden? Whatever the hell. God, if one more elected official says, okay, everyone, we gotta
vote.
Time
to vote.
I'm like...
The Democrats could use some fucking leadership right now. If y'all's plan is to vote, that fucking video was that with Kamala, and I think it was Dana Bash was interviewing her, I think, and she was all, oh, do what? Oh, baby. My blood was boiling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... My biggest fear right now is both at the top level and at the bottom level, because the top level, the Supreme Court shit, the bottom level, all the local shit, apparently they're changing how states can run elections, and it's more of a state-by-state situation. And I'm like, okay, well, that's... Or at least they're going to hear the case about it, the Supreme Court is. And it's... I don't want to, like, be an alarmist, but, like, okay, if all these MAGA Trumpers are running for local elections where they can have an impact on how elections are run, it's not good news.
No, they're going to continue to gerrymander. They're going to continue to cheat. They're going to continue to disenfranchise voters, make it harder for other people to vote.
Yeah. Happy 4th.
What the fuck?
Well, you know, I don't know if a constitution was ever meant to last long. All constitutions get outdated pretty quickly.
How many constitutions do you know?
Oh, you know what? There's plenty of constitutions. There's one for every state. Hello.
Is there?
Yeah, honey.
I know what the
Michigan local states
flag is.
Okay, don't tread on me.
That's not what it says.
Please no steppy. You know about please no steppy? I don't
know. Is that like what Charlie Puth whispered to his Uber driver?
No, he said me hungies.
What do you feel about being horny on Maine?
Hold on, my phone, my watch is talking. It hurt.
Why?
Me.
How?
Please, no steppy.
Excuse me. Does she think she's the special guest of the week?
We don't take guests.
Your watch can shut the fuck up.
She better watch herself.
Why you got a woman's voice?
What do you mean? Why not?
I got a man.
Okay, well, I have solidarity. You don't.
So when I can be all, hey, Siri, talk dirty to me, then he's all in an Australian accent. He's all.
That's the last voice I want to hear. I'm not joking, bitch. I never changed any settings for voices, so should I?
Yeah, fucking play around. Figure it out. Get someone you like.
You know the SNL clip, Don't Make Me Sing?
No. Yeah, I don't do make know me that sing. One.
Oh, so you do know it.
Yeah, well, the other day, I was hanging out with someone, and they were all, oh, I got to show you this SNL clip. And in my head, I thought, oh, no, now I'm going to have to sit here and not laugh at something they think is funny that I'm not.
And the problem is SNL clips are so much longer than they need to be.
And it wasn't funny. And then I had to be like, ha ha.
Well, I took the, I had a very busy day this morning. I took all of the Don't Make Me Sing. And I split everything up into sound bites for my soundboard. And now I have a full folder of different ways that she says, don't make me sing.
Do your people make you sing?
No.
Then what's the point?
Well, there's this, there's a song that sometimes comes on shuffle in the playlist that I always listen to. And it's, it I don't know how to describe it except for when it comes on, it perfectly goes with her saying, "Don't make me sing." Like, it sounds like it, like maybe it's in the right key, or the tempo of the song is the same as the tempo of how she speaks, but it really works together. I need to have a remix made of it because I had previously only had four buttons to like play with whenever that song came on. And I'm like, you know what? I really need to expand my vocabulary for when this song comes on shuffle.
Okay, loosen up my buttons, baby.
Thank you. You
get it. Do you ever feel like you're playing God editing someone else's audio clips?
Yes. No. What God is spending their time working on their soundboard?
Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, I know that's right. I do know that's right. Why I know that you, is right. Do you I know have, that's right. Do you, I know that's right.
Do you have any spiritual soundboard buttons? Do you have Our God is an Awesome God as a button?
I do have a God folder.
But it's the God Warrior?
Well, I have a God Warrior folder within the God folder. The God Warrior folder is full. There's no more room in the God Warrior folder.
I mean, I can't believe you've got everything she's ever said.
So I have so it starts with sounds. Then you go into oh my God, like OMG. So all things that are like OMG related, which within that I have a more specifically Christianity folder.
Does that one have Our God is an Awesome God?
No, but it does have Jesus Take the Wheel. It has some vine of the little boy that is like,
okay.
Jesus Christ. I use that one a lot. It has...
Okay. Don't you wish you just had a keyboard where you could just like push like the F key and then
suddenly
it would
say that? Well, if God is a DJ.
You could really be a DJ. God is a DJ.
No, but I should.
Do you have
pinks
if God is a DJ as one of your soundboard sounds?
I think so. I think, you know what else is in the Jesus folder? God hates facts.
Our board is an awesome board.
God hates facts.
But so wait, if it's not a, if it's.
You want to see it?
So explain, show me your soundboard.
It's a stream deck.
What is it? Is it a board physical, or is it a folder? Is it a file?
Here, hold on.
What's that?
So look, this is it.
But there's not buttons. I don't think it can be a soundboard.
So here is the homepage. Oh, see, this is like our full screen. Oh, you can't see what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So this is. No. Okay. I thought you were like talking about it's had to like physical... open a folder on your computer, but baby, this
so
is like.
And then within so each one, it can be folders. So these are all 50 pages keys. Of my stream. And then this is sounds. So once I go in sounds, these are all folders of different moods. So if I go into like welcome. There's different kinds of welcomes. There's like, welcome, hello, what's up, let me hear you make some noise, that type of stuff.
Do you have Vegas, let me hear you make some noise?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. And let me hear you. It's right here. You can't hear it because the audio's muted right now.
Oh, well, thanks for really
it's playing.
Me. I guess our board isn't don't make an me awesome sing. Board.
Anyway, and then there's a whole folder of when I say ye, you say ha, different parts of that clip.
Did you say whole?
Yeah. Oh, I have a whole folder. A holder.
Do you have I'm just a hole, sir?
Yeah, full. 25 seconds of I'm just a hole, sir. I have from Wicked, my whole.
I don't think I know that.
My whole life would change, you know?
Sure, yeah, okay.
Cool. From Wicked. A little pop, a little edge.
That sounds
you know?
So wicked.
Bald man know what to do with the coochie. You know that one?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, the soundboard is popping.
Our God is an awesome God.
Thank you.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, wow. Thank you for the full tutorial of your soundboard.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, to celebrate America, I think we need to talk about a headline that, to me, read America in a nutshell. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A massive Cheez-It, which is 16 times the standard size, serves as the base for Taco Bell's new Big Cheez-It Tostada.
So wait, yeah, somebody, okay, this makes sense. Somebody replied, I posted on Instagram last night about something about Taco Bell. I don't even remember what I posted. And somebody replied, let's get the Cheez-It one. And I thought, did they have a typo? Because I don't know anything about a Cheez-It. But now true. I know. Damn, wait, it's the base of a Mexican pizza?
A tostada.
Damn, I don't mean to be all, my mom's going to love that, but you know.
Danette's about to get kicking.
My mom is going to love that. I will send that to her right after this call. But what I was going to say is it 16 times the size of a regular Cheez-It or a big Cheez-It? Because you already know they make big Cheez-Its.
It's 16 times the standard size.
Okay. Not the big size.
Correct. Have I would imagine maybe it's five times the size of a big one.
Have you ever had a big Cheez-It?
No. I don't want
Danette, it. Danette exclusively buys the big Cheez-Its.
Okay, let me tell you about my body image issues and eating disorder and how it has trickled down to how I consume snacks.
Okay. You can't have a big snack. You got to have a little snack.
Correct. And when I open a bag of chips, I don't want a fully figured chip.
You got to break it.
I need it to be broken so it doesn't feel like I'm eating a full chip. And so when they provide the option for a large Cheez-It, I'm going to need to break that in the box. I don't want to pull it out of the box until it's broken. I will reach into the box or with a bag of Doritos, I will kind of crunch from the outside of the bag.
I think I've seen you do this and I've never understood why. So I appreciate you sharing your trauma with me.
It's trauma, yeah. to me, having read the serving size, and usually the serving size is like six chips, I'm like, okay, well, first of all, get a grip. Second of all, I
really
can't
dumb.
Count the chips if they're all broken.
Right. I don't mean to sound really dumb, but like, who invented serving sizes? Like, who's out there being like, this is the serving size? Why don't you just fucking tell me how much one chip is so that I can actually do the math for my calories instead of being like, oh.
Well, let me tell you why.
Being like, well, they're like, this box has four servings. No, can't you just give me that as if the whole box was one serving?
It's because as
and then
part
I'll divide.
Of the nutritional facts include, based on a whatever 2,000 calorie diet, what percentage this should make up your day. So like they're saying, ooh, here's like 10% of your fiber flavin.
I want to eat a whole box of cereal for dinner.
Okay, well, baby, now
so just
you know.
Tell me how many calories are in the box, and I'll divide it out that way. Versus
well, serving sizes are a scam anyway because they're reducing how much is in a box and they're reducing the serving sizes.
Bitch, and all of us humans are different sizes.
You better speak on that.
Honey, I am a tall man. What am I? My serving size is the same as a little boy.
Little boy.
Fuck the food pyramid.
Well, the food pyramid is also was created as propaganda.
All pyramids are propaganda.
You better speak on that.
Multi-marketing pyramid.
I don't know about the Egyptian
multi-level
pyramids.
Marketing. Yeah, what are those? I've never met a pyramid that's not a scam.
Well, we did go to Teotihuacan. Sound it out?
I don't know how to say it.
Teotihuacan.
A lot of people go there. Of all the places we went on the Amazing Race, the most frequently one I see is people posting pictures at that place. And I think, wow, damn, that was the first place we went.
Yeah. I think, I see. I actually same because I see a lot of gays.
Gays love to go to Teotihuacan.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Ain't nobody going to the museum.
Which museum?
Your favorite museum.
The Night at the Museum?
No, in that first episode, I think, of the first season we're in, when we're going to the pit stop, it's at that big silver museum, which names I don't remember. And it's like, it says something like, go to the Museo de whatever. And you go, ah, my favorite museo.
Do I say that? Why do you remember things and I don't? Well, I think we could figure out a lot
of reasons. Because it was funny.
Oh.
Some shit like that. I don't know. I could be making it all up. Who can ever be sure?
So are you done talking about the big Cheez-It? I need to know if I'm closing that tab.
Yeah. Oh, you got a tab, baby?
Honey, I got tabs for days.
He's a 10, but he only ever talks about the big Cheez-It.
He's still a 10. He's still a 10. This says that they want to replicate the success of the Doritos Locos Taco.
Okay.
So we have Doritos added to a fast food experience. We have Cheez-Its added to a fast food experience.
Oh, that's what they're doing with the Cheez-It. I thought we moved on.
So my question is...
Yes.
If you could take a consumable snack, maybe a Wheat Thin, maybe a Triscuit, maybe a Nutter Butter, or I don't think that is part of that, but other things of that nature, and add it to... a fast food item. Doesn't necessarily have to be Taco Bell.
Baby, I got it. I got it already.
Hit me.
Does Taco Bell...
You're going to be like, add a bugle to a French fry.
Oh, wait. I can go any fast food restaurant I want?
We're using our imaginations.
I was going to add a Pop-Tart to a Choco Taco. Is that legal?
I don't know, but I'm down. I think a Pop-Tart, though, it would have to be, like, non-fruity flavored.
Yeah, baby. I only fuck with the cinnamon Pop-Tarts. And...
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
And I... Well, actually, now I'm double-guessing what I said, because I don't fuck with an uncooked Pop-Tart. Like...
Oh, I very much do.
Disgusting.
I don't fuck with an un-iced Pop-Tart.
The crust... Oh, no. No. I don't even believe they actually make those anymore. The crust of the Pop-Tart around the outside of the frosting before it's toasted is disgusting. It like gives me the shivers. It's like a cold, disgusting Pop-Tart.
You ever been forced against your will to eat it?
I think as a child.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Yeah, Danette was holding you down and forcing the crust.
No, baby. John bought Pop-Tarts. Danette never had Pop-Tarts in the home. Pop-Tarts were a John snack. I actually wonder, especially now that I'm like a stoner adult, boss babe... I laugh when I think of like all the stuff that like my parents had in the house, which was like junk food for themselves. And I'm like, well, we all just grew up and then cultivate our own favorite junk foods. But I'm like, I wonder if my dad still buys Pop-Tarts because he loved them. Paul loved them.
You know,
but I don't fuck with a cold one. I would rather have a burnt Pop-Tart than a one straight out of the little silver thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but talk about a little bit. Tell me a little bit more about your idea with a bugle on a French fry.
That feels like a you thing, does it not?
What about a bugle on each end of a French fry?
Never in my life do I... Ooh, like a little weight that a little rat could lift weights with. Like a little mouse could bench press a French fry with bugles on the sides.
I know you never understand when I try to tell you about how you break a French fry, but not
I know
all the
what
way.
You're about to say.
And you give it lipstick with the ketchup. Imagine if it was wearing a bugle hat.
Okay.
How cute would that be?
I think if it's going to have lipstick, you should take two bugles and give it Madonna boobs.
Well, how are you going to attach those, baby?
I know. That fry is so skinny. It would have to be a steak fry. Steak cut.
But what are you going to do? Push it in?
The nipple doesn't go inward.
No, baby. But I'm saying, how are you going to stand the French fry upright with the bugles attached as breasts without the bugles falling off?
I'm not the engineer. Oh, I am not the engineer. I'm the imagineer.
No, baby. No. You've got to be able to... Yeah. What are you going to do? Use a little fucking pull and peel Twizzler to tie those tits on?
I'm the creative. I'm not the executioner.
And I'm here to shoot your idea down and tell you terrible.
Per usual, eh?
But I'm telling you, a French fry straight up with a bugle cap and a lipstick mouth, pretty cute. Hey, listen, if that dumb shell can get its own movie, then I think this French fry girl could.
Hold on. What do you mean that dumb shell? Marcel the Shell with shoes on?
Yeah, baby. Can I tell you something right now?
Tell me everything right now.
I don't really get it.
You don't have to. Not everything's for you. Next.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Well, you know I'm a full believer of not everything's for everybody, but when I have to tell people I don't like Marcel Lachelle or whatever his name is, and I don't think it's funny or cute or interesting, and then people are all, huh? I get shamed.
Well, now, I heard an NPR story about it.
And
it
was now there's a full movie? How long is the movie? I couldn't even sit through the 2-minute YouTube video. It felt long and boring.
So it's a shell voiced by Jenny Slate.
I love Jenny Slate, but I don't need to hear a shell talking like a baby and mumbling.
Then don't show up. Use your card somewhere else.
I'm not going, and if they offer me free tickets to see it, I'm going to say no.
Well, I also heard a review of the new Minions movie. The cinema files of NPR gave it a boot. They said it doesn't make sense. I thought, oh my God, yeah, old because people you saying that a Minions movie doesn't make sense. Just kind of go for the, take an edible and enjoy the visions.
I mean, I guess this whole time I thought Minions were for kids. And then after you telling me that you love it, my perspective's changed. But I will say, for the last like 2 weeks, when I've been trying to mind my business watching My Real Housewives, they've got one of those dumb stickers in the corner, not like while the actual show's airing, that's all new Minions out in 2 days, like taking up a whole corner of my TV screen. You're telling me there's overlap with Housewife fans and Minions fans?
Either yes or no. And maybe they're trying to create an overlap. Is it working?
Either yes or no. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Either yes or they're trying to, you know, it's an opportunity. It's an empty spot in the market. They're on their fifth Minions movie. Maybe they need to expand.
Yes, is
they
are. Is it the fifth?
Yes.
Is Steve Carell in all of them?
Yes. This one's apparently an origin story of his character. And the people on NPR said, nobody cares about Gru. We're here for the Minions.
Oh, God. I am not here for the Minions.
I had to kind of agree.
Here for that little shell. Are they releasing them in trilogies like Star Wars and like Jurassic World and shit? Is Minions the new Marvel?
No, they're just kind of, they're blitzing. They're just...
Are there key Minions characters in each? Like,
yeah, there's a trio of Minions that are kind of the trio.
That's what I mean.
One of them is named Bob.
They're the Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
Yes. Yeah. One's
and then do we get
they're
to know
each
the
a different
others?
Archetype? One's a slut. One's a whore. And then the other one is just kind of like a
hole
bitch.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine me enjoying a movie. And do they have?
You're such now, a Miranda Moon and a Bob Rising. You are.
If I watch Minions with subtitles, will it tell me what they're saying, or will it say like goo goo gibi gaba?
I think it'll just say in parentheses Minion sounds.
Do you know what they're saying? Is there conversation?
Well, it plays sometimes when I'm at the gym on one of the TVs. Like TBS has been showing them. And so they do have captions. Yeah.
And it's what? It says Minion gibberish? I don't have the patience to sit through baby talk for an hour and a half.
Again, it not everything is for you. Go watch your Housewives.
I will. Oh, I'm loving season 2 of Ultimate Girls Trip, but I'm just calling it Dorinda's Castle. It's been great. You want to know the, my favorite part so far?
Yeah, I do. hit me with it.
Well, Dorinda did cuss out Vicky for being anti-vax, which was iconic.
That's good. Accountability.
We enjoyed that.
Halfway through that sentence, I was yawning. I'm sorry.
Well, imagine me having to listen to the minions. You're such a Carrie Moon with a Dorinda rising.
Am I?
You're a Tamra Sun with a Eva Moon.
Oh. Okay, the minions' names are Stuart, Carl, Kevin, Phil, Tim.
So Otto. Where's this Bob you were telling me about?
I thought there was a Bob. Norbit.
Norbit?
Hold on. There's certainly a Bob. Isn't there a Bob? Somebody's named Bob.
Maybe it's...
Dave. Yeah, there's Bob. Bob, Dave, Stuart, Jerry, Kevin, Tom, Carl.
Is it Stuart with three. A U or Stuart with an E?
With a U.
Okay. Okay, okay.
George or Jorge? I'm not sure, but either way, he's there.
No yeah. Women. I've yet to hear any women minions.
Well.
Are there no... Oh, no. Women minions?
I thought this was a minion woman, but it's Stuart in drag.
Why are there not women minions? Is this like how fucking Smurfs only had one girl?
I don't think there's any women minions. Also, wow. So what's the... I've been trying to, as a minion connoisseur, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. So they are... they like to be employed by supervillains, okay? That's their thing.
Cool.
So
cool,
like
cool.
And some of the movies show like the history of minions. So like they've throughout all time they've been, you know, the minions of supervillains. So are you telling me that some of them were Nazis?
I yawned halfway through that.
Are you telling me some of them are
Minions?
Are they
evil?
MAGA? Are they Trumpers? Like,
well, baby, it depends.
Where do they draw the line?
You know, the villains think we're the villains.
No. I think villains know they're the villains.
Not right now. Not in America on the 4th of July.
Yes. Yes.
They think they are doing the Lord's work.
Yes.
They think they are filled with Christ's love.
Yes.
They think they're going to get up there and drink his blood and eat his body for eternity.
And suck his pussy?
Yeah. Start crazy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, well, cool. Great. Another fun episode. Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me first in line, front row center, checking out my new minions.
When does it come out? This weekend, I think.
No, we don't do that because they're not sponsoring the podcast. It's actually not. You can't go see it. Unless they start sponsoring the podcast, we are all, nobody wear yellow on, what day does it come out?
Friday.
Don't wear red, probably, white, and blue on the 4th, and do not wear yellow on
July 1st.
Yes. Whenever.
If I was paying attention to My Real Housewives this week, I think it came out on the 1st.
I think it's out.
Yeah. They've been unleashed.
And thank, all right, God.
Well, you,
Corey,
can,
where
find,
can people
me
find you?
Minding my own business, not realizing that everything's for me.
We'd love to see it.
All right. Okay. Have a good day. Love you later.
Deuces.